Hi, this is Erica giving you a call from customer care. Can I please have your email address so that I could pull your account up?
This is who?
Erica giving you a call back from customer care. May I please have your zip code so I could pull your email address up?
Okay, I'm sorry. Customer care for who?
I'm not 100% sure about that, ma'am. We're a customer call service call center in Alabama. We deal with about 400 different companies, and that is why I was asking for your zip code so I could pull the account up and give you the correct information.
My zip code is 76131.
76, you said 76131? 76131. Sorry.
76131.
Sorry about that. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to today?
This is Belle Grayson.
Belle Grayson. Thank you. I love that name. Let's see here. Of course. Could I please have your shipping address?
9717 Drover's View Trail, Fort Worth, Texas.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. And the account I've located, it looks like there was on the 26th of February, there was a purchase of the Keto Ascend keto products and cleanse. These are all natural. They do help reduce your appetite and boost your metabolism. How can I help you today, ma'am?
I just had a 1-855 number that I was on hold and I pushed 3 for a callback. Is that what this is?
That could very well be it, yes, ma'am.
I had a charge on my credit card of $91 on March 25th, and I didn't order anything, so I'm trying to figure out what this charge is.
All right, ma'am. So that charge, Well, it looks like it was a 14-day trial, and after that 14-day trial, if no one called in to cancel, then you were charged the end of trial fee for the products that you received on the 2nd of March.
I don't want this. This is not what I want. I want that charge reimbursed. I don't want any medicines. I don't want any shipment. I don't want anything.
Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry. We do not offer refunds. So there is that. What I can do is send you a free product and give you a 35% discount on any future purchases.
No, I want this canceled. I don't want a $91 charge every month. Whatever this is, I did not agree to it.
Okay. Even if I could do 50% off for you?
I don't want your product at all. I don't want any kind of product.
Okay, well, I can cancel your account out, stopping all future charges, but I cannot refund you, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm sorry about that.
All right, well, cancel whatever. Take my name off any kind of list. I don't want a call. I don't want a product. I don't want an email. I don't want anything, whatever this is.
Yes, ma'am, I am doing that for you now.
I'm really upset. I got to tell you, I'm really upset about this because I did not agree to anything. Yes, I got some kind of product, which it said something, it was free for like a $4.99 shipping. And I said, I don't want any kind of subscription. I don't want anything. So the fact that this happened just really, I'm really irked.
I am sorry about that, ma'am, but I have canceled the account out, and I do have a cancellation confirmation number for you if you would like to take that down.
Yes, please.
It is going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
The number 4.
Okay.
Let's see here. The number 6.
Okay.
Let's see. The number 4.
4?
Yes, ma'am. The number 8.
Okay.
The letter A as in Alpha.
Okay.
The letter E as in Echo. The letter D as in Delta.
Okay.
The letter B as in Bravo. The number 9. And the letter C as in Charlie.
Okay, so C4648AEDB9C.
That is correct.
Okay, and what was your name?
Erica, with a K.
Yeah, I am not happy. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you guys just stole my money. And this is a theft.
Well, I am very sorry about that, ma'am.
I'll probably place a fraud with my bank, just FYI.
Okay,
so,
well,
this is not okay. To take money out of somebody's account is not okay when they don't agree with it. So I probably will be filing a fraud with my bank. I just want to let you know.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I would like to let you know how that works. You would file the dispute with your bank. We will provide our tracking number, our terms and agreements. They may find it, invalid, and you would not be eligible for any type of refund whatsoever. But as a courtesy, I can give you a 35% refund.
Okay, I'll take the 35% refund.
Okay, just hang tight with me.
I mean, that's $100. We're in the middle of COVID and stuff. I mean, it's just not right. And if there was some kind of thing on that shipment thing, then it was in tiny letters or something, and that's not okay either.
All right, let's see here. Okay. I am working on your refund, so just hang tight with me.
Yeah, is there any way you can refund more than 35%?
Let me see. I think the highest I can go is up to 50, ma'am. I can do 50.
Okay. Then give me a 50%, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to do that. Let's see. Just hang tight with me. I am working on it, and I do appreciate your patience. Let's see here. So 9189, that's taking so long, ma'am. Let's see, 9189. We said 50%. So let's see here. I will be refunding you $45.95 for one of them. Let's see here, 45.95. And then I will be refunding it's $92.90. I'll be refunding 50% of that for you as well.
I've had two charges?
Yes, ma'am. One for each product.
Oh, my God.
So, and for that one, I'll be refunding you $46.45. So, let's see here.
It's free with $4.99 shipping, and there was supposed to be no...
All right, ma'am. Well, I have refunded you, and those funds should be back on your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and there will be zero more charges. Everything's canceled. I've been taken off any kind of calling list and all of that, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
All right. Thank you very much, Erica. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer care. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.